The House State Affairs Committee passed a bill that requires the state to recognize the gender of someone on their birth certificate and not the gender they identify with. Proponents say gender is not different from biological sex determined at birth. Opponents call it an outright attack on transgender people that threatens civil rights. The bill comes on top of legislation now on the governor's desk that deals with transgender access to school bathrooms and locker rooms. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray has more.
Those backing House Bill 1209 say the state should only recognize the gender of someone's biological sex that is registered at birth. Representative Jim Boland is a prime sponsor of the legislation.
The question before us comes about as a result of an effort by some over a number of years to promote the concept that sex is different than gender. The reason this controversy faces us today is that specific philosophical claim and its acceptance by influential segments of society that seek to promote non-traditional views of life and society.
But opponents call this bill an attack on the rights of transgender people. They say it has unintended consequences, including name changes for adoption, and they point out that sex is changeable on federal passports. Miranda Goen testified before the committee on the difficulty and ridicule she faced in her own transition. She says her faith and the support of her family helped her through.
For some, they say, you were born this way, this is the way you should be. For me, I look at it as, this was intended by God, and this was my cross to bear. This is something that kind of equalizes all of us. It humbles us. It puts things in perspective.
The House State Affairs Committee passed House Bill 1209 by a vote of 8-4. It heads next for consideration in the full House. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.